prefer the consequence.
Okay.
I don't know why, but let the complete discipline change it. And he will use the word RF here. He will say, he is happy with the consequence because he is RF. And later, he will explain why RF is happy with all the consequences. Because he sees them and all that without doubt and things like that. Because later, he will come back to this. You should notice that he said, I would have returned because I would understand that he knows it. He has it all. He doesn't need even, because the word over there is waqif, which is waqf, which is the end of the discourse. It's knowing, understanding completely on all that, because zim qaza razis, he is happy with this consequence, and he is an RF. Yes?
Blind imitation of them has brought me to ruin. 200 curses on that imitation.
Now, this is something which is written all around in Persian books, except of this, because it's so sharp. See? Because somewhere else here he will say, oh, me was fooled by this. Marmara, very difficult way to say. Somewhere else, he will say khalqra, the people. The people are being destroyed by taqlid, and 200 curse to this taqlid. Why 200 curse to it? Because it's strong. Unknowingly here, it's a major part of my animal. Of course, the reaction could be even flipped around, but even when it is so, it's the same thing. Means you could be careless about the judgment of all people, but be the imitator, not knowing it, because you will imitate the exception. You are not the exception. The exception is different. Let's hear about that exception, yes?
Especially imitation of such good-for-nothing rascals. The wrath of Abraham on them that sink. The delight of that company was casting a reflection, and this heart of mine was becoming delighted by that reflection. The reflection from good friends is necessary until you become, without reflection, a drawer of water from the sea.
I don't know if the reflection is the correct word here, because the word is axe. Axe is picture, and axe is the opposite, both. This is axe, reverse, and axe is the picture, the image. Here, repeatedly, is axe. Yep.
Know that the reflection first cast is imitation. When it has become successive, it turns into realization. Until it has become realization, do not part from the friends. Do not break away from the shell. The raindrop has not become a pearl. If you wish eye and understanding and hearing to be pure, tear in pieces the curtains of selfish desire. Because the Sufi's imitation from desire blocked his understanding from the light and radiance.
This desire, again, is repeated here with one word, which he's not using different words for that meaning to explain. One word, tama. And that tama is the selfish desire.
Greed
is tama. What else? You tell us. More than greed and selfish desire. Something like that, right? He's talking about this tama. Tama mainly the expression carries some feeling about it. The feeling of wanting something without deserving it. When you don't deserve something and you want it, it's tamah. Because even in, let's say, studying and knowledge, you could, sorry? Yeah, that's my point. One word doesn't do it, because it's complicated. It carries the meaning of greed, yes, selfish desire, yes, expecting something you don't deserve.
Entitlement is a word.
Yes, that's right.
Entitlement, yes.
Sorry?
I'm entitled to my entitlement.
Yeah.
Yes, it will be entitlement. Because he's talking about this, and he uses it as a term, so we should understand this word, which is repeated here. Yes?
Entitlement for the food and desire for that delight, and for the sema, hindered his understanding from knowledge. If desire were to arise in the mirror would be like us in hypocrisy.
See, if the mirror, the stars are not to reflect you, to have this desire to show off itself, be the show off, then there is no picture, there is no mirrorness. It will be nifaq. Nifaq means being double sided.
Hypocrisy.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
If the balance had a desire for riches, how would the balance give a true description of the case? Every prophet has said in his sincerity to his people, I ask not from you the wages of my message. I am a guide. God is your purchaser. God has appointed me to act as broker on both sides. What are the wages of my work? The sight of the friend, even though Abu Bakr gives me 40,000. My wages are not his 40,000. How should glass beads be like the pearls of Aden? I will tell you a story. Listen to it attentively, that you may know that selfish desire is a plug in the ear.
Wait, he came back. You remember he started with that, tamah, tamah, tamah. Then he went to another explanation, now he's coming back to it. Let's see what was in that other stuff. He was trying to prove something about this tamah. First of all, he wanted to the balance. If the balance had a selfish desire for owing something, it would not give you the correct measurement, right? But it's more than that, because we always know what the balance is here.
The balance is a scale, right?
Yes, and the balance is what the angel of justice is carrying in the hand.
Blindfolded.
What do you mean?
Blindfolded.
Yes, blindfolded. That's what the balance is. Means balance is judgment. Because in all the time, there is this needle which will point to this side or that side, being at the center will be the balance, right? That way, they think about the balance. And they say, the judgment should be without the greed or personal interest. Then, he will use something, a little bit tricky. He will say, if the balance had a little bit of this greed, then could the balance talk about and explain what hal is? Hal in both meanings, now and the passion. Listen to the prophets. The prophets, they don't say do it because of me. They will say, first of all, I'm here giving a service and I will charge. Because he's paying me both sides. I don't need you. I will be here as a middleman, and I don't need you to pay me anything. My service to you is for free. Why? Because he's paying me fantastically. You know how? I see his face. For me, that's enough. Do you remember the rule of love? Looking at the beloved, that's the paramount. And I'm doing it. Imagine a prophet talking like this. A prophet is a little bit harsh, too much for us. Let's bring down the scale to understand. Let's say a peer. Not the prophet, the peer. The peer spends his time to solve my problem. Why should he? If it's a deal, he's doing me a favor, he should sell it. He should ask for something. How come that he doesn't ask for something? Because he receives a lot. Like what? Like a musician. Imagine a musician, a pianist, okay? Or if you prefer a guitar. This fellow is teaching this instrument to the people, right? What is the best outcome of this activity? His personal joy. If he is really in love with music, he doesn't need to ask for a favor because he is being busy with beloved. So, a fellow who is thinking always about Haq is engaged with Haq. The rest are not that much. He said, every prophet said this. He said, listen, I am Dalil. That dalil is a word that you should find a way to translate it. The word here is translated, I am a guide. But that wouldn't do. The word dalil is this. That's dalil. And that dalil literally means guide. Means if you go to an Arab country, I guess you could talk to the manager of the hotel and say, I need a dalil to show me around the city. Is that what the guide is? But do not forget the word istidlal, reasoning. Reasoning means guiding you to somewhere. And Rumi said, these logical people are walking with a wooden leg. Because logic has a limited capability. Here, the Prophet will call himself Dalil. Because in both ways he is. He is a guide, yes. Messenger is carrying the message, he is a guide. And he is the proof that the other side exists. I believe in the fellow, like Rumi believed in Shams. Shams was his dalil. First, Shams was a proof to Rumi. Rumi in that time is around 40s. Around 40s, men are at the top of being macho man, mentally. To being like that. He was facing a 7-year-old man. And he found a beauty. Shams was the reason for Rumi that beauty exists. Good human being exists. They are the proof. So dalil is the proof. Is the reason and is a guide.
It's like Burhan? Same as Burhan?
Almost same as Burhan. Yes. With There is a tendency. Burhan will not do, because Mubarhan is